Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, man sagt es Chulin. Perik Aleph, Mishnah Aleph. You go into a butcher shop and you say, where's the chopped meat? Or where are the chicken wings? You don't realize how much work went through to make sure that that is kosher. First and foremost, of course, it has to come from a kosher animal. And then there has to be shechita. If there was no shechita, or the shechita was not done properly, then for all practical purposes, the animal or bird has a din of a nevela. A nevela is an animal that died without shechita. To become a shechit, you have to learn the halachis of shechita. You have to be tested on it. You have to get smicha. And whoever is giving you the smicha has to make an assessment. It's not enough to know the halachis. The shechit has to be an erlich yid for a variety of different reasons. First and foremost, there are so many halachis. One little twist of a hand one way or the other way. Too much pressure. Too little pressure. All these things. The shechit has to be a yerushimayim. He has to be honest. The knife has to be 1,000% smooth. There can't be any niches or holes or bumps or cracks. So when the shechit runs his finger to make sure that the knife is smooth, does so with his fingernail. We'll see that a little bit later, Bez Hashem. If you're not a yerushimayim, you say, yeah, it's smooth, more or less. You see, if there's any crack or niche in the knife, it doesn't shecht, it rips. The halachis of shechita, incidentally, are designed in a way that the animal feels the least amount of pain that is shayach. Ripping is much more painful. The shechita is a clean cut. But either way, mitzad the halachis of shechita, the shechit has to be an erlich yid to check the knife. We have to trust him. In order for shechita to be good, he has to cut through two simonim. We'll learn more about this, the difference between a behemah and a bird. The two simonim are the kana and the veshit. The kana is the windpipe, and the veshit is the food pipe. Let's see our Mishnah. Zok the Mishnah, hakol shechtin, anyone who's a shtickle familiar, or we think he's a shtickle familiar with the halachis of shechita, can shecht an animal. Ushchitas an kshayra, and their shechita is kosher. The Gemara has a problem over here. Hakol shechtin sounds like, no problem, anyone that we think could shecht and go right ahead and shecht, he has the green light. And ushchitas an kshayra sounds like, oh, he's not a real certified shechit. Okay, maybe b'di'evit, it's kosher. So is it l'chatchila, can you do so to start with? Or is it only kosher once it's done? So therefore the Gemara, as the Batanura explains it, comes to the following conclusion. Experts that know Hilcha Shechita can shecht. Even though we don't have a chazakah. Chazakah means that he shechted before us three times, and we see that he has the kayach, not to like feel faint or slow down during the Shechita. Because you can't stall during the Shechita. It has to be a smooth cut all the way through. Stalling would be called shia. That's one of the things that could pass a shechita. So hakol shechtin, again. Anyone that knows the halachis can shecht, even though he didn't prove to us yet that physically he can stand up to it. But if someone doesn't necessarily have a reputation that he knows the hilcha shechita, he shouldn't start shechting. If he does shecht, so we check it out. And if it turns out that he taka knows the halachis, so the shechita is kshera, but l'chatchila, no one should shecht unless he's kind of certified. Unless we know for a fact that he knows the halachis. Is there anyone that even b'di'evit if they shecht it's not good? And the answer is yes. For regular people, it's shechitas and kshera, but chutz, the exception would be mecheresh shoita v'katan. Cheresh is a deaf mute, meaning he cannot hear, he cannot speak. Shoita is a person who lacks das, and katan is someone who's not bar mitzvah yet. These three are even b'di'evet. And even if we fahir this little kid and he knows hilchas shechita, but if he shechted, you can't eat from his shechita. Because there's a chazaka, things will not be done right. They don't have enough das. Shema, perhaps, as the Mishnah explains, yekalkalu b'shechitasam. They're going to be mekalkel. Remember from Masech the Shabbos, call him a kalkal and pturin, anyone that destroys something, messes something up the way the Vel says, instead of fixes it. Shem yekalkalu b'shechitas, and they're going to be mekalkal their shechita. Now, v'kulan, regard to any of these people, that means the cherishite of a katan. It also means, explains about tenura, someone that we don't know for a fact that he's familiar with the laws of shechita. Sheshachtu if they shechted, but v'achedim royin aysen. Others were watching them, and they said, he did a good job. So shechitas and ksheir, their shechita is kasher. Weiter sagt the Mishnah, shechitas nachri, the shechita of a non-yid, even if he shechted according to Allah, and there was a Yisrael oimid al gabav, that shechita is not good. For all practical purposes, nevela, the animal, is considered a nevela. Again, a nevela means an animal that died without shechita. Umetama bimasa, like any nevela, one would become tamei by carrying it, even if he didn't touch it. Let's say he carried it with gloves, or he carried it on a bed. And of course, if he touched it, he's tamei. However, there would not be tumas oil, explains the Batanura. If someone is makir something to an avodah zara, let's say, takroivus avodah zara, then it has the same din of a mess. It's metame in three ways: maga, masa, oil, touching, carrying it even without touching it, or being in the same room with it. But an avail is metame b'masa. Masa means also maga, but not tumas oil. The Batanura reminds us that nevela is not aser b'hana. And that's taka what's done. Let's say the shechita doesn't go good. It's not a good shechita, it's nevela. So you can sell it to the non-kosher butcher. Weiter sagt the Mishnah ha-shechit b'layla of some shechts, an animal at night. V'chein hasuma, for that matter, someone who doesn't have sight, rachmar al-itzlan. Sheshacha that shechit shechita seik shayra, the shechita is kosher. Because the Mishnah puts the two together, ha-shechit b'layla and Summa, that both l'chatchila should not shecht, so we understand the shechet b'layla is similar to the Summa, that the person does not see. However, if let's say there was a torch burning and he does see at night, so yima l'chatchila he can shecht. Weiter says the Mishnah, ha-shechet b'Shabbos u'b'yom ha-kippurim, if someone shechts on Shabbos or on Yom Kippur, and he did so b'shoigeg, could he forgot that it was Shabbos or Yom Kippur? How could you forget that it's Yom Kippur? Well, if someone doesn't live amongst Yidden, it's very easy. Or maybe he forgot that Shechita is Aser on Shabbos Yom Kippur. And of course, you remember from the Sechta Shabbos that Ashoichet is one of the Lama Tes Melachis. So Ashoichet of some Ashechted, B'Shabbos U'B'Yom HaKippurim, Afal Pishem is Chayiv B'Nafshoi. Here we have to touch the words very carefully. Even though this is the type of Avera, that had he done it, B'Mezit, and had he done it with proper hasra, had Edom warned him, if you do this, you're going to be chayiv misa, and he would do it anyway. So he would be chayiv misa. Elamaisa, he didn't do it that way. He did a b'shaygik. But even though it's b'shaygik, we see how serious the aveda is. Shechita soik shayra, the shechita is kosher. Why? Because Elamaisa was b'shaygik. Now, why are we comparing here Shabbos to Yom Kippur? Zakta batanura. Well, obviously, on Yom Kippur, the shechita may be kosher, but you still can't eat it that day because it's Yom Kippur. So Shabbos also, it's also the entire day. Because that's the halacha, if you remember from the Masechta Shabbos. If someone is over in Avera b'mezid on Shabbos, he can't eat it the entire day. But on Metzoy Shabbos, it's mutter both for him and for others. Furthermore, says the Batanura, if someone shechts for a chayla on Shabbos, that you're allowed to do. Let's say a doctor says, this person must have meat, it's a konas nefashis. Someone goes and he shechts. He's not only allowed to, but he has to. Then the halacha is, not even the chayla, but even a healthy person could eat from that meat on Shabbos, but there's one catch. Only raw, not cooked. What's the difference? You're telling me if I shecht for a sick person, a healthy person could eat. So if I'm going to cook for the sick person, why can't a healthy person eat as well? And the answer is, says the Batanura, shemayarba b'shvila. When you shecht, there's no difference between shechting for one person or shechting for 100 people. When you cook, the more people you cook for, the more you're going to add to the pot. So I'm scared if I'm going to allow healthy people to eat along with meat that was shecht on a Shabbos for a sick person, what if the person will come to add some more meat? And that's why if someone shechts for a sick person on Shabbos, if a healthy person wants to eat it raw, I don't know how healthy he'll stay afterwards, but if he wants to eat it raw, he can, but not cooked. Maybe you remember from the last Masechta, the Gemara tells us that there were certain types of people that knew how to eat meat raw when they couldn't cook the carb. So before we chazen a mission, let me ask you a question. If there's a chayla that's not well, and the doctor says he must eat meat, if he doesn't have meat, it's a konas nefasha. So I'm allowed to shecht. Why should I shecht? What do you mean the chayla needs the meat? Okay. So let the chayla eat the meat without shechita. Go get meat from a non-kosher shop. The chayla is allowed to eat it. It's the konas nefasha for him. Why should I be over in avera for him? So there are three tirutzim in the Rishonim. Why we don't say let the chayla just eat the non-kosher meat, but no one else should shecht for him. One reason is we're scared the chayla won't eat it. He's going to say, non-kosher meat, I'm not eating it. His life will be in grave danger. That's why I am supposed to shecht for him. Another reason the Rishonim explain is that if he's going to eat meat, which is not kosher, every kazayis that he eats is another aver. Masha'en came the shechita is just one time. And a third reason is that when it comes to Shabbos and pekuach nefesh, we don't say, oh, you have to do an aver, you have to be mechal Shabbos or something. No, it's a mitzvah to be mechal Shabbos. It's really a machlokes about this, but there is a shita that holds Shabbos is hutra, not hudcha. Hutcha means, ach, you have no choice, you have to be mechal Shabbos. No, we don't look at it that way. It's a mitzvah to be mechal Shabbos. So for the chayla to eat nevela, that's an avera. Could be, if it's a konas nefashos, he has nothing else to eat, he's allowed to eat it, but it's still an avera. We have no choice, he has to eat the nevela. On the other hand, shechting for a chayla is not an avera at all. That's bekuach nefesh, that is mutter. So again, what was our question? Our question was, why should I shecht for someone else? Why should I be over in avera? Let that person eat the non-kosher food if he has to eat. So we said three terutzim. What were the three terutzim? One teretz says we're scared the chayla is not going to eat it, because he knows it's nevela. Number two, if he eats it, evi kazayis is another iser. Mashenke shchit is only once. And number three, this is not called me being over in avera if I shecht for someone. When a tzallah person wants to save someone's life, he's not being over in avera. We're not saying, oh, it's an avera, but you're allowed to do it. No, it's mutter. Not only is it mutter, he's obligated to do it. All right, let's chazer over our Mishnah, the first Mishnah in Mesechtes Chulin. Mishnah began by telling us anyone that we know is Baki Bedine Shchita. It's permitted to give him to Shecht Lichat Chila. We don't know for a fact that he's Baki Bedine Shchita. His Shchita is shared by the Eved. If we can figure out afterwards, they knew what he was doing. The exception would be a Cherishite of a cotton, a deaf mute, someone who lacks Das, or someone who's too young. Their Shchita is Pasal even Bidi Eved. I'm worried that maybe they were Makalkal their Shchita. But in regard to everybody, even someone who's not really to Shecht on his own, because he's not a baki, if somebody was standing and watching them do it, and it was done right, the shechita is kosher. By the way, that heter again is only bidi eved, lechatchila, even if someone is standing there. We don't let a chereshite of a cotton shecht. What if lemaisa, and there's a good chance he won't shecht properly, and then it'll be baltashchus on the animal. It's also possible to make certain mistakes that you can't always see, even if someone is standing there. He hesitated or pressed down instead of going back and forth, like we'll soon learn. But Lamaisa Bidi Yavid, if they shechted and others said, no, we saw it was okay, then it is acceptable Bidi Eved. We learned that the Shechita of an Achri is Nevela, even if Yisrael is Omid al-Gabav. We learned that a Nevela is Mutar Banah, but it is Metama. It's Metama if you touch it, it's Metama if you carry it, even without touching it. But it's not metama ba'oil. The only type of shechita that would be metama ba'oil would be if he shechted it for avodah zara. We learned that if someone shechts at night, or someone who can't see that shechted, bidi eved, the shechita is kosher. But if there's a light burning, then lechatchila you could shecht at night as well. Someone shechts on Shabbos or Yom Kippur, even though had he done so b'mezid, he would have been chayiv. But the shechita is kosher, just that you can't eat from that meat on Shabbos, because that's the din. Now, if someone shechts b'mezin on Shabbos Yom Kippur, then the person who shechted it can never eat it, not even after Shabbos. Other people, whoever can. If someone shechts b'shoigeg, he and others can eat it after Shabbos. You may remember from Masechta Shabbos, there was a machlokes Rabbi Meir Rabbi Yehuda, but that's the halacha. And finally, we said if someone shechts a Shabbos for a chayla, that you're allowed to shech for, because it would be a sakana for him not to eat. Can a healthy person eat from that meat? If he wants to eat from it raw, as far as the shechita is concerned, you can't do anything extra for a healthy person. But once we start cooking, we're scared, knowing that a healthy person may also eat from it, we're scared he may add some extra, and therefore, someone cooks for a chayla on Shabbos, someone else is not allowed to eat from it.